Malcolm Galbus, or actually known as Wally. Everybody knows me as Wally Galbus on television. Well, that was my dad's name, Wally, and every time I went onto the ferries after the war, and my father was on the lifeboat, and every time I went down on the stage, they said, "There's young Wally coming down." So it stuck to me all through my career there, like, you know. So in reference to my dad, I didn't say anything, so nobody would know me as Malcolm down there if he went to ask him. I left school in June of 1939, and with my father being on the lifeboat, I used to take his reports up to the secretary, who was, and he gave me. Oh, by the way, I was also in the Sea Cadets, wasn't I, at the school? He gave me a letter to go over to the Canadian Pacific Company in Liverpool, and the commander of the Sea Cadets gave me a letter to go. So I got a ship, a job through going over there with them, those two letters. And that was in August of 1939, when I got the job. Near enough, like, you know. My memory's going amongst other things. Well, you do. I've got not a favourite story, but I lost them to my schoolmates that were on a different ship, and that more or less upset me more than anything. And no, not really. I've got funny things that happen I used to be on a ship with a chap called Paul. And he had what they call Alzheimer's. Well, I don't know what they call it, where you don't have a hair on your body. And he had about six wigs, and they were terrible in them days, and not like the modern ones. And I used to say, well, what are we going out tonight, Polly? Are you going to be a blonde or a brunette? I had a bad do in 1942, wasn't it? But I'd done time away since before then, because where are we? We're in 1939, aren't we? So probably from July, we're just on a regular run from Liverpool to America or Canada. You know, a three weekly trip, and in the winter, when the St. Lawrence used to freeze over, they'd put canvas swimming pools, some of the older ones, send them down the Mediterranean on a fortnightly cruise. And I think it was about £25 a fare, I'm not sure now. Anyway, we'd done three of these cruises. You came back to Liverpool for a day and down for another fortnight. I think we'd done the third one. We're in Gibraltar, and we got ordered in a ship called the Montclair. It belongs to the Canadian, but she's one of the older ones, you know. And we got orders that come back to Liverpool, that war was on the cards. So we got back to Liverpool, and a Navy crew took the Montclair down south somewhere. And she became a submarine depot ship, so I didn't see any more of that. So then we had a fleet of Duchess boats, which were all named Duchess of York, Athol, Bedford, Richmond. So I then went into the Duchess of York. The early part of the war, we just taken evacuees from Liverpool to Canada, because I'm pretty young. I didn't think I was going to get killed or anything like that, was I? Didn't think a lot about it, and that's what we were doing for a while. And then there was two ships lost very bad, the City of Benares and the Athenia, and they were lost off Ireland with a great big loss of life of children. So they stopped the evacuee program. So then we went back. Then what did we do? That's right, things were quiet for a bit. Then they went, oh, they were going to go trooping, you know. So, what were 1940s? I'd only be about, what would it be then? About 16, would I? 17, would I? 1942 to 1925. 17, I wasn't eligible to be called up, was it? Because as long as you went away to sea, you wouldn't be called up. Something had happened that I had to stay at home for a bit. So I went onto the tug, race towing companies, in a tug called I was in three or four of them, but I finally went in one called the Felgarth. And we were towing barges into Huskisson Dock, loaded with bombs and torpedoes and one thing and another. And on the opposite berth was the Malacand. I forget the name of the company she belonged to, but she was loading the bombs. And for some reason that night, I volunteered because I was going to get 10 and 6 to stay all night as the watchman then. So this heavens opened up, the Malacan went on fire, all of the sheds went on fire, all the, when the sheds went on fire, bent through all the ropes of all my one, the one that I was on, which was the Felgarth, bent all through, and we were all out in the dock, in the middle of all these barges full of bombs and torpedoes. Then the next thing, the Malacan went up, and I got blown up in the air over the side and landed in between, hit me head on the one of the barges, and I'm in the dock. And luckily, there was another tugboat there that two of the lads helped me out the water. How I got through that night, I'll never know. I don't know what happened to me, how I got home, because all the overhead had been blown down as well, you know, and you could go so far, get off and walk a few more steps for the next train. So then I was spelled a bit of a spell in hospital after that, and then I went back in more or less coast-wise, working for the Royal Navy. We're on a ship that was taking, I don't know whether you know what they're called, torpedo nets. Did you ever remember them at all? You know, they had booms either end, and it was supposed to be for torpedoes. And we manned the ship as a civilian crew, or merchant navy crew. The Royal Navy did all the work about putting these booms on. So I did that for a couple of years, I think. Then I wasn't too well, it was my own fault, in a way, because I knew that I all had to go down to the pool and get another ship, and it was safe. But while I'd been away, my papers had come from the Royal Navy, and my mother had taken them, you know, told her that I was away. And next thing, my papers come through the door, I'm called up, aren't I, for the army. It'd be about 1945. I didn't have the sense to go down to the pool and get another ship. I thought, well, that's your duty, you do. So I ended up in the army. I ended up in Egypt, and I went to see the officer, and told him that about the Merchant Navy Service. He said, can you get my demob number reduced? He said, I'll look into it for you. He came back and told me that he'd had it reduced and I could go home in a couple of weeks' time. I'm joy of spring then, aren't I? But then he comes in and said, I'm sorry about this, it's all been cancelled. He said, you've all got to go to Palestine, there's a lot of trouble on there. So I spent another 18 months in Palestine. And I finally came home in the Georgic. That had been badly damaged during the war at Suez, you know. So when I came home, and I met this nice young lady from Liverpool, got caught in and so to be at home, we went on the ferries. So I hadn't had a very good, because the war, I only went to a Church of England school down New Brighton, and the war scuppered the education, didn't it, any further than that. So I went to work on the ferry, you know, the ferries on the river, the Mersey ferries. And just worked my way up to be a captain of the ferry boat, you know.